Director General of BBC resigns.
It's Monday, the 12th of November. With today's headlines, I'm Max Werka.
And I'm Susanna Sabin. Violence continues to escalate along the Syrian border. sorry about that. I can't do that for you. Violence continues to escalate along the Syrian border as Israeli tanks fired against Syrian mortars in response to strikes in the Golan Heights. The Syrian Air Force also conducted operations meters from the Turkish border, increasing the flow of refugees into Turkey. Heightened tensions between Syria and its neighbors may draw more action from international actors. Reports indicate that Turkey is looking to its NATO allies to help deter further airstrikes near its territory. Strategies could include the placing of Patriot missiles along the Turkish-Syrian border. This is while the Syrian opposition seeks recognition from the Arab League and the UN in the hopes of finding path to governmental transition in Syria.
Former Director General of the BBC, George Entwistle, resigned on Saturday after the program Newsnight mistakenly implicated Lord McAlpine in a sex abuse scandal. Mr. Entwistle had only been in this position in BBC leadership for 8 weeks, but had to resign because of feelings that he had been inadequately managing the news output and the ongoing Jimmy Savile investigations. Despite his brief period of service as Director General of the BBC, he is set to receive £450,000. Members of Parliament are contesting his right to claim the payoff, but the chairman of the BBC, Lord Paton, assures that the payoff was justified. Director of News and her deputy have also stepped down.
In the early hours of the 6th of November, an intruder broke into the Tower of London and stole a set of keys to a restaurant, conference rooms, and an internal lock to the drawbridges. A spokeswoman for the tower claims that the security of the tower was in no way at risk, and neither were the crown jewels. All affected locks were immediately changed, and this particular set of keys would not have given the thief access to the tower in any way. However, the procedures carried out to the expected standard, and a staff disciplinary procedure is in effect to resolve this issue.
A 74-year-old anti-royalist was detained today for allegedly planning to attack Prince Charles and Camilla, who are in New Zealand for a 7-day Diamond Jubilee tour. The man was arrested at a royal itinerary venue, although neither of the royals were in the area at the time. Charles and Camilla were also met by a group of protesters holding up placards telling the royals to get a job. The couple went on to play a bit of netball and met with New Zealand's women's rugby team. Those are today's headlines. More news tomorrow at 5:30 or any time on the news pages of the Star website.